It is the world religion expert, Martin Zender, reporting for duty, bringing you the Buddhist religion here on Monday on the Revelation series. I've learned more about the Buddhist religion in the last day than I ever knew about it or cared to know about it ever in my life. Except I know that the Buddha is fat, and we had a little Buddha in our house when I was a kid. Don't ask me why. Oh, I just remembered why. My mom was into ceramics at Mrs. Kettler's house, and one of the ceramic objects was a Buddha. Now, why my mom, who was a Catholic, wanted a Buddha, I don't know. But anyway, she made the Buddha, had it fired, got it glossy, varnish on it, or whatever you do. And we had a Buddha sitting on our mantle. It was yellow, and you were supposed to rub its belly. I had some weird superstitious things going on at my house, besides the Catholic Church. That's superstitious enough. But then we had the Buddha, and I remembered it sat there. It might have had a little pot of flowers sitting in its lap, the Buddha did, which I suppose was appropriate. Now, remember, we are looking into Daniel's vision and finding the four animals, and we're making the fantastic claim, yet the true claim, that these are religions, and they go from east to west, as presented to Daniel, a lioness, a she-bear, a leopardess, and a monstrous. The easternmost religion on the planet is, what is it, Buddhism. It's in East Asia, although it started in India, but it's in East Asia. Here are the characteristics of it. I am going to suggest to you how Buddhism today follows these characteristics. Now, we're not looking at minute details. We're looking at an overview here. We're looking at broad strokes of the brush. We're not going to get into minute details. We're going to keep it clean, kids. We're going to give you an overview. That's what I do here. I'm the big picture guy. The lioness. Here's what John saw. Do I need to read this passage? I just have the characteristics listed, but if you would like, the eastern animal is a lioness. She has wings of a vulture, perceiving am I till her wings are scraped off, and she is tilted up from the earth and is set up on her feet as a mortal, and the heart of a mortal is being granted to her. So here we go, vulture's wings scraped smooth. How does that fit Buddhism? Oh, you're about to find out. Where else are you going to get this stuff? I ask you. Set on her feet as a human heart. Now, Buddhism is an effort on the part of humanity to conquer himself. This is the most human and humane religion. And remember, one of the characteristics here is heart of a man, a human heart, and set on feet, and it's noble, and the lion is noble. And this is the most peaceful religion on earth. And remember, with these religions, we're going from nobility to ignobility. We're starting at the top with the highest thing, just as we did in Nebuchadnezzar's vision, the head of gold. Then we have a chest of silver, which is an inferior metal. Then the belly and thighs of brass. And then the last two elements of Nebuchadnezzar's image of chapter 2 in Daniel, the iron and the clay, they were a composite, and yet they were stronger. They were weaker morally. It's so fascinating that in Nebuchadnezzar, whatever the hell you want to call him, in Nebuchadnezzar's vision, dream, as the image goes down, it becomes inferior morally. It becomes inferior, certainly spiritually, and yet it becomes stronger because it takes over the previous entity, which is interesting. Now, we're going to find the same thing with the religions here. You don't see Buddhists going around blowing things up. In fact, they will take a broom and sweep it in front of them to avoid stepping on insects. Yes, they will. The monks are very peaceful. They're not strapping bombs to themselves. They're not building up an armament. I don't think any of those nations in the Far East have atomic weapons, nor are they striving to obtain atomic weapons. Unlike the West and the Middle East. I don't think the Hindus are either, but I'm not there yet, am I? We're not at the Hindus yet. So you conquer yourself in Buddhism, and you exercise love to all. Buddhists, man, it's all you need is love. You know, it's where the Beatles, all you need is love. Even though George Harrison was kind of into the Hindu thing, but I'm surprised he wasn't a Buddhist. I think the Buddhists probably don't have the instrument that George liked, the sitar. The sitar. If only Buddhists had the sitar, Harrison would have wandered that way. But instead, he went toward the Hindu because the Beatles went to India, which is the Hindu religion headquarters. Although, Buddhism started in India, which I did not realize. One little slight detail, a little off with the Buddhists here. They take no account of God. No account of God. Well, I guess that makes things less complicated. Sometimes we throw up our hands, we're dealing with this deity. And if we were just dealing with ourselves, life would be a lot simpler, I think. And A.E. Nock makes an interesting comment here. I'm going to get to it. So, you can escape suffering and attain nirvana, which is a perfect place. I attained nirvana once by listening to Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love 10 times in a row. I felt like I was at the portal, if not through the door of Nirvana at the 10th play of Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. But for other Buddhists, this requires meditation and indifference to the austerities and joys of life. In other words, you're just as nonplussed when you win the lottery as when your father dies or your children dies. Your children die. You get the contract to make the Buddha statues for $1 million, it's all the same to you. So, and this is what I like. They claim that existence is a curse, and I'm with them on that. It seems like it to me, but I know it's not. Don't touch that dial. I know that existence is not a curse. You and I have won the lottery to be in the body of Christ. All humanity has won the lottery. I want you to go to Walmart, look at that dude with the sweatpants coming down in back, showing his ass crack. He's wearing a pair of pink Crocs. His belly's coming out of his too short t-shirt. That guy has won the lottery. Why? Because, oh, he's got, did I say he was a wife beater? Okay. And now I'm going to talk about his shirt. No. So this guy has won the lottery because he's a human being. And every human being ever created has been destined to spend eternity with God and to worship God and to bask in the favor of God. They just won't do it during the eons unless this guy with the pink Crocs or the neon green Crocs, unless he happens to be in the body of Christ. And it very could well be because unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid people generally make the grade. But no, it's not that they make the grade to become into the body of Christ. Is it? They are chosen because they're unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid, and they got nothing else going on in life. They don't have what it takes to do anything else, so we'll make them in the body of Christ. But you can come out of this. You can come out of this dreaded existence by continuing. It's called reincarnation, existence in another form. You can either come back as a person, as a spirit. You can come back as an animal or an insect. And I have it on good faith that you can come back possibly as a plant. If I had to come back as a plant, what would I come back as? Oh, probably a marijuana plant. Then in the kingdom, when smoking marijuana would be legal, the people would be like, the essence of Zender. Yes. Yes, but with my luck, I'd come back as a rhododendron or something. And this is remarkable. You could come back possibly as an inanimate object. Like a jock strap or a jar of baby food or something. Can you imagine coming back as a jar of pre-chewed beet mush? That would be horrible. Or what about like a soap bubble? You come back as a soap bubble. You think that flies have a short lifespan? How about the soap bubble? Here comes Zender, like Glenda, the good witch. Like, oh crap, there goes Zender. So that's kind of dismal. I don't like their retirement plan. Not at all. But there is a system of ethics. And along that line, I went to a website. It's called Quora.com, Q-U-O-R-A. And listen to the system of ethics. It's the most ethical religion, really, that there is. You think Christianity is ethical? No. How about Islam, no. Hinduism, police. But Buddhism, yes. They are interested in this, right speech. They don't want you to gossip. They don't want you to use offensive or hurtful language because that frickin' sucks. As far as right action goes, these are also known as the precepts. Don't harm other living beings. Don't take things not freely given. Don't engage in sexual misconduct. You can engage in sexual conduct, apparently, just not misconduct. Don't engage in false speech. And don't abuse drugs or alcohol. I'm glad they still allow it. Don't work in a job that violates these precepts. Create, preserve, increase healthy states, and eliminate or decrease harmful states. See things clearly. That's nice. Under number 7, right mindfulness, see things clearly. You need to meditate, concentrate on healthy thoughts and actions. That's good for all of us. But here's the big thing is compassion. It's a very compassionate religion. The intention and capacity to relieve the suffering of oneself and all other living beings. That's what they want you to do in the Buddhist religion. Bring happiness to oneself and all other human beings. Yes, relieve suffering, bring happiness, rejoice in the happiness and virtues of other living things, including ants, beetles, spiders. Do not stomp on them. Do not crush them. But rather sweep them out of your way as you proceed. But here's the strange thing. Well, let's first find out where this religion lies. It is found only beyond the Ganges River. The Ganges River is the now leaving Buddhism line, or now entering Buddhism, depending on which way you're going. If you're going to the west, when you cross the Ganges, there's a sign there that says now leaving Buddhism. And now this religion is found in Tibet, Mongolia, China, Korea, Japan, Formosa, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma, and Ceylon. So there's where Buddhism lies, and it's the easternmost religion, as I have been saying. Now, here's a curious comment from A.E. Nock. Now we're going to get into, you say, Zunder, where are the characteristics here? You're starting to see it, aren't you? What did I say? A human heart, and it's noble. The lion is noble, has a human heart. I'm going to show you why. I would start reading this now, but I'm looking at my time. Tomorrow's going to be Buddhism. The Lioness is Buddhism Part 2, or something snappy like that. And you're going to see specifically where these traits of the Lioness, which are bizarre because you generally don't see any lions with wings. But this one had a wing. That's why John Daniel, who saw this vision, went, oh boy, that's weird. We're going to find out why it has wings, why they're scraped, smooth, and what is this about being set up? Tomorrow, the Lioness is Buddhism Part 2. The rest of the religions, I hate to tell you, are going to go down, 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 down until we get to the worst one, which is right down the road from you, Christianity.